8 on SEN Breakfast. Tim Watson and Jack Heverin. Tom Hawkins to join us after 8 o'clock this morning as well. And questions without notice, you can join us as well. 1300 736 736. Or you can send us a text 0433 98 11 16.
Rafa Nadal's won 19 Grand Slams. That's who I was reading about the other day. He's still chasing Federer, who's on 20 Grand Slams.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Just to clear that up, thank you for the feedback from a number of people out there.
Loving support.
Always good.
Yeah.
Always good.
Isn't it just fantastic? Isn't it fantastic to see Heath Scotland back in footy as well? Great mate of Reece Shaw's, and now's got the opportunity to work with him as a development coach at the Kangaroos. Heath's been good enough to wander on in this morning. Heath, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about the phone call and the process to get you back at an AFL club.
I've been out of the system, AFL bubble, I suppose, for about 5 years now, and last sort of 12 months I've, you know, been really thinking about getting back involved and joining a club if there's availability. And through a mutual friend, I'd spoken to Reece and let him know that I was sort of eager to get back into it. And yeah, from there we caught up and had a coffee and a bit of a chat. And then I met with Brady Rawlings and they went through their process. And yeah, through all that, I was lucky enough to get an opportunity, which I'm really excited about.
Heath, congratulations. A lot of guys stay in the AFL bubble. You went outside the AFL bubble. The problem with that is that a lot of people that go outside the AFL bubble don't necessarily get the opportunity to come back inside the AFL bubble. Can you just tell us where you've been the last 4 years and what you've been doing?
Yeah, well, when I finished, I retired mid-year 2014 and I'd stayed on at Carlton and was involved with the VFL side there as a line coach for the back end of the season. And decided to sort of leave and I was involved in local football out at Doncaster and then more recently out at Darley Football Club in the Ballarat Football League and coaching in my own right. Yeah, look, I'd always had a passion for coaching.
Yep.
And I'd had a conversation late in my career with Brett Rutten, which really sort of resonated with me. Brett said, if you can do something when you're focusing on your coaching, go out and coach your own side, go and learn to cut the oranges and get involved as a senior coach at local level because you don't have the resources, you learn so much. So I really took that on board and I've enjoyed the last 5 years and picked up a hell of a lot of experience and really looking forward to using some of that to deal with some of the young kids at North Melbourne.
Dealing with young men as you have over the last 4 years as a coach, what is it that you've learnt about this next generation of young men?
Everyone's so different. There's no right way or wrong way. And, probably learnt, more personable skills. You're the focal point as a senior coach and you're dealing with a whole range of different issues from a whole range of different people. So being someone to listen to, being a father figure to some, being a friend to some, it's all been important. A teacher, being able to teach what I know from football. So all those things have been exciting challenges and learning experience for me as a young man and young coach.
Youngsters, local footy now, they've got apprenticeships, uni, girlfriends, the whole works, all that sort of stuff. AFL players to a lesser extent have that, but they've just got less time to devote to that and they have more time to devote to their craft. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because clubs want players to have balance and you've sort of seen what balance can do for young guys at local level.
I think it's really important that there is a balance. And there are focuses away from football. Even as a player that transitioned from, my first year was in 99 and last year in 2014 and how much the landscape of AFL football changed then. There's so much pressure and focus on the young men these days that, they can get caught up in that. So having a release, an outlet is important, whether that's work, family, girlfriend, something to take their mind off football. I think that can also help their performance, not be bogged down. And unfortunately, in today's lifestyle with social media, everyone's got a phone, they're all looking at it.
Yeah.
And it can be a really slippery slope. You can read the positives and all of a sudden things aren't going well and players do read about themselves and read the negatives and it can be quite hard. So being able to focus on something away from football, I think, is really beneficial.
Talking to Heath Scotland, who's been appointed a development coach at North Melbourne, exactly what does that mean? People hear that term all the time, a development coach. What is the development coach?
Well, I'll be working with first 4 year players and my main focus area will be the forward line, but I'll be working closely with all the other coaches, training, all it's full-time role, so training through North Melbourne. My game day responsibilities will be in the VFL. So, yeah, effectively, you know, it'll be just big focus on the, as I said, the first to four-year players to help develop their knowledge of football and the game plan at North Melbourne, and then also their skill set.
Can you believe that you and Rhys Shaw would have known each other in your old Collingwood days? I would have thought that you're probably both young rascals at the time. Probably. I don't know that for a fact, but maybe, the way you're looking at maybe. Can you believe that you've been reunited? He's the coach of a senior AFL club and you're going to be one of his assistants.
It's actually funny. I was at a Collingwood past players the annual dinner last night, and a couple of boys said that. Actually, they said, I wouldn't have believed it 15 years ago that Rhys Shaw's senior coach and now you're a development coach here. So, look, things change.
They do.
We were rat bags. But, look, I think I've got a lot of experience that I can add, and I'm really passionate about football. So, you know, if I can assist North Melbourne Football Club, the coaching staff, and certainly help the players, you know, that's what I'm there for, and I'm hoping that I can do a good job at that.
Did you see this coming with Reece? You've obviously been mates for a long time. Did you know as a 21, 22-year-old that this is the path?
Yeah, look, you just sort of never know what focus an individual has, but he's a very impressive man, and yeah, he knows what he wants. He knows where he's taking North Melbourne. So, he's from the outside looking in. You know, most of this year, you know, it's been impressive to see what he's done so far. So, I'm really excited about getting involved now, being in the inner sanctum, and learning as much as I can from him as well.
And I think you had a good relationship with Brett Ratt when he was the coach of Carlton. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I did.
And,
I really, you know, really rated Ratts.
Do you ever reflect on that time and that decision that was made by Carlton back in the day not to continue on with Brett Ratt and what may have been?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be honest, I think it was a poor decision. And I thought Ratts was doing a great job. That year in 2012, we, I think 11 games he might have won and just missed finals. We had a lot of injuries, and I think that, you know, Carlton probably reacted to the opportunity to get Mick Mulder too quickly. And I was always disappointed that happened to Ratts. And I'm just so thrilled that he's got the opportunity to coach again now, because he's got a lot to offer. And for me as a player now, as a young coach, you learn from the coaches, obviously, you've had. And he's probably the man I learnt the most from in my time in playing. And that a lot of my philosophies as a coach now I've probably learned under my time at him.
Yeah, having coached in your own right the way that you have, we're talking to Heath Scotland here, the percentage of, you know, like we talk about game plans, we talk about strategies, we talk about tactics, and then there's that other communication part of coaching where you're actually coaching the individual emotionally to get to the right levels, to be in the right frame of mind, all that sort of stuff. What do you reckon the balance is in all that, Heath?
I think... for me personally, I think that sort of personal connections means a lot more. Now, there's a lot of coaches, there's a lot of tactical experience that gets imparted into players. So, you know, for me, I think being able to connect with the individual, have them play for you or, you know, be motivated and learn from you a bit more hands-on, I think's, you know, really important. Like, obviously, the educational side of things in terms of video analysis, etc., you know, is important to them, to modern day player. But there's nothing like getting out there and learning your craft, out on the park, and I think that's really important.
So as part of this role, so a young player, first year, second year player, cop's a bit of a cook from Reece. Is part of your job to almost be the good cop, kind of picking back up a little bit and just positive affirmation?
Certainly, I'll be there as support, but you know, in the end, I'll be honest and truthful as well. So if a player needs to improve somewhere, I'm not going to fluff it up, I suppose. Mm. You know, there's ways of delivering those messages, and I'm sure that Reece, you can see Reece has got a great relationship with his players, so it's not like it'd be good cop, bad cop. But yeah, my role will be to support the player, but also guide the young players to improve in areas they may need to, and improving their strengths.
North Melbourne got off to a bad start this year, but they gathered themselves, and I think by the end of the year, most people thought they were a possible top eight side. Where do you see them going next year?
Look, yeah, I think the sky's the limit. Football changes quickly, and results can change quickly. Look, you look at Brisbane this year and what they've done quite quickly. So I think you're seeing the impact Reece had quite quickly, and I think now with a full pre-season, a full year behind him, that you'll see a sharp improvement. You're seeing the impact that the interim coaches have had at Carlton and St Kilda as well. So, I think that it's refreshed the group a lot. And as I said, I'm excited about getting down there, working with all the coaches and seeing up close how they operate, what they're about. And I think, two games outside of the eight in Melbourne, so there's no reason why finals isn't part of the question next year.
It's only been early, obviously, but what are your impressions of North Melbourne as a footy club? There's a bit of change going on with Reece, the Rawlings brothers coming in as well, and a couple of assistant coaches stepping away. What's the early lens of North Melbourne look like to you?
Well, as I said, it's from the outside. Now, my actual first time in the club will be at 9 o'clock this morning, so I'm going straight from here to meet.
Well, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Don't be late.
I'm talking to you before I've actually gone down there, which is quite weird. But look, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the meetings I've had so far. I think they've got a clear picture of where they want to go and where they are at the moment. So as I said, to be able to get down there, meet the whole team, coaching team, really get to know the players, it's something I'm really looking forward to, and I'm excited about the opportunity that not only for myself to be involved there, but what it is for North Melbourne next season. I think looks like a really promising year.
Can you guarantee North Melbourne fans that Higo and Toddy Goldstein will be there next year?
I don't have that. I don't have that intel, but maybe call me in an hour after I've been there and I'll try and find out.
Don't be late. Before you finish, just from a local point of view, there'll be a lot of our listeners who are involved in local footy in some degree. You coached in the Eastern Footy League, which is a really strong metropolitan league, and then the Ballarat, which is a really strong country footy league. How is footy going at local level?
Football at local level is fantastic. The last 3 years in the Ballarat Football League, the standards, keeps improving. The Darley Football Club, the football club I've been coaching at, might be biased to say this, but it's one of the greatest clubs I've been involved with. The people involved there are fantastic people. So country football is a lot different than metro football. It really is the heartbeat of the community, and everybody's involved, and generations and families. It's a special place. So I've really, really enjoyed my time there and being back involved in local footy. And I think country footy's strong. It's keeping the kids now from 16 through to 20 still interested in footy when they're finding other things to do now. You see a lot of the under-19s can struggle for numbers at times to get consistent numbers, but I think football's as strong as ever.
It's great to hear. Yep. Fantastic to hear.
Congratulations again, Heath. Your story's a great footy story, I reckon. Well done to you.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, boys. I appreciate you having me on.
Appreciate you coming in, and don't be late.